I have no friends. My friends are my family and people I work with. Anybody that I was at all associated with before, I do not talk to at all. Because not only do I maybe not trust them, but maybe I also inherently don't trust myself. So I just have to be honest with myself when I'm dealing with my sobriety.
Tom's been off opioids for over a year. Like most addicts, he's disowned everyone he used to hang out with because they still use. And he's reconnected with his wife and son.
When I was using, I used to be like, well, I'm a good dad. I'm present. I was never the dad that was out till 4 a.m. getting loaded. Then I got sober and went, oh, I was actually a really bad father. Mentally, I didn't have a relationship like I have now. When we have daddy-son time, it's beautiful.
Now Tom's taking life one day at a time and has avoided a relapse.
I've always described it as two roads, the road of life, the road of addiction. The road of addiction ends in three different things. Jails, institutions, or death. Life can go almost endless, it feels like. There's beautiful things in that. Relationships are better. Being able to wake up, be excited to start your day is really nice.
Staying sober is a lifelong challenge facing most addicts. And that's coupled with the toll opioids take on the addict physically, even after they kick the habit. Tomorrow we'll hear from another addict from our series last year, military veteran Boone Cutler, who was nearly killed from the long-term effects of opioids and the conclusion of our five-part series, Prescription for Addiction, The Opioid Crisis, 1 year later. Daniela Cennino, News Talk 780 KOH.